From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region.
It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too hard, it's too broke. You treat me like this is some kind of joke. Unfair and uncalled for, you know it's unkind. Okay, Goldilocks, make up your mind.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Vanessa Davis and the Whiskey Jacks. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Open the zipper and get out the crown that you wear so well when you're wearing me down. You're one tough cookie and I'm starting to crumble. I serve your dinner and I hear you mumble. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too hard, it's too broke. You treat me like this is some kind of joke. Unfair and uncalled for, you know it's unkind. Okay, Goldilocks, make up your refrain. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too hard, it's too broke. You're treating me like this is some kind of joke. Unfair and uncalled for, you know it's unkind. Okay, Goldilocks, it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too hard, it's too broke. You're treating me like this is some kind of joke. Unfair and uncalled for, you know it's unkind. Okay, Goldilocks, make up your
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 648th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Vanessa Davis and the Whiskey Jacks. Vanessa Davis is a Canadian-born singer-songwriter who has lived in Lexington, Kentucky since 2005. Her formal musical studies began in her elementary years through the Royal Conservatory of Music of Toronto, a nationally acclaimed music program in Canada. Although classically trained, Vanessa's first love is performing her original music, and to date, she has written over 150 songs. Appearing tonight with Vanessa are Seth Murphy on bass and cello, Brad Gibbs on percussion, and Daniel Phelps on guitar. We are very pleased to welcome Vanessa Davis and the Whiskey Jacks to the Red Barn stage.
Started drinking coffee just to spite you. I had to shake my drinking habits up. I started drinking coffee just to spite you, 'cause you'll never ever see me drink a cup. Every sip tastes like licking a turtle. My stomach ties in knots and I can feel the cream curdle. But I started drinking coffee just to spite you, 'cause you'll never ever see me drink a cup. I got a long, long list of things I gotta do to prove that I'm over you. Oh, I got my tongue pierced just to show you that there's a part of me you'll never ever see. I got my tongue pierced just to show you that this time I'm doing something just for me. I can't say my S's and it's getting infected, but it's not half as painful as being rejected. Oh, I got my tongue pierced just to show you that this time I'm doing something just for me. I got a long, long list of things I gotta do to prove that I'm over you. Change up my tattoo, the one I have of you that says your name. Now it's got a giant flaming X running through, and you'll never ever know it's not the same. Your memory won't hurt so much when I'm thinking of you every time I retouch. So thanks for the idea to change up my tattoo, but you'll never ever know it's not the same. I got a long, long list of things I got to prove that I'm over you. Oh, I made friends with your girlfriend just to show you that I'm over you and really doing great. I made friends with your girlfriend just to show you that I wish you both the best and there's no hate. Seeing you together makes me throw up in my mouth, but I'll be right here waiting when the whole thing goes south. Oh, I made friends with your girlfriend just to show you that I'm over you and really doing great. I got a long, long list of things I gotta do to prove that I'm over you. I got a long,
Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Vanessa Davis.
Thanks, Renee. Vanessa, it's so nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
Seems like it's been a while. You're listening to Vanessa Davis, and she's here with her band, the Whiskey Jacks. Seth Murphy, who's been on the show many times playing cello, is here tonight doing both cello and bass. Brad Gibbs is here on percussion and cajon, and Daniel Phelps is our guitar player tonight.
Yay! Let's give them a hand.
I was thinking everybody would just after I finished saying it.
They're being so polite, though, because it's the radio that they're like, are we allowed to? You're allowed to. It's
yeah,
fine.
That's the nice thing about it. This is the you're allowed to program.
You're allowed to, yeah.
Vanessa, you grew up in Canada.
True story.
True. And then you came to the States. How late in life did you come to the, or how early in life did you come to the States?
I came in 2005.
Okay, good.
That's my girl answer.
I'm not biting.
To not age myself.
You were then just a teenager?
Yeah, post-high school.
Gotcha, okay.
Just 8 years old.
What brought you here?
So my sister actually moved down here the year before me to go to the UK opera theater program, because UK has a tremendous opera theater program. And I visited her down here and discovered that I really liked Kentucky and I really liked Lexington, and it just kind of felt like home. It clicked. And so I actually moved down the following year. We're dual citizens. Most of my family is. Our dad's American and mom's Canadian. And so I was able to just kind of uproot and come down here. And then I met my husband, and then I stayed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, welcome.
Can't think of many things to say. There are so many songs to play, but none that tell me about you. Is low, your eyes are blue, your kiss is like ooh, 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 ooh. Your hair's getting long, your arms are so strong, they keep me holding on to you. I have done a song that tells me about you. Your kiss is like ooh, 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 ooh. Your hair's getting long, your arms are so strong, they keep me holding on to you.
When you first came here, did you find that people around here had sort of unusual notions about the Great White North?
Well, let me think. I know I got, as soon as I said I was from Canada, I got, oh, Canada, eh? Like pretty much 95, maybe 100% of the time.
Boo.
Yeah. But, oh, so one misconception that I heard a lot that I don't hear so much anymore, but when I first moved here, is that a lot of people thought that Canada doesn't have an army. We do. Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's
I wasn't
there.
Sure.
Yeah. Rest at ease. We have a military. It's fine. Well, because they have Peace Corps. And so everyone, you know, thinks that it's just the Peace Corps, but there's actually a full military. But
yeah, what else? What are some other? What are some other notions that people have?
Well, everyone's like, "Oh, you're from Canada. You must ice skate and play ice hockey, and you must know how to curl."
But
like,
you do.
I do.
Right. So.
So that wasn't a misconception.
So it's not a misconception at all, right?
That was just confirming. Yes, of course I grew up ice skating. Like, what else are you going to do in the frozen tundra for 7 months of the year? Like, you're going to ice skate. That's what
so
we do.
You have one of those curling stone stickers, don't you, on your
guitar?
You know,
guitar. It didn't come. They're American stickers that didn't come in the pack.
Oh, didn't. Yeah. Didn't come in the guitar sticker bundle.
Right. With sports, yeah.
So you guys met, though, to form the Joni Mitchell tribute band?
So Daniel and Brad and myself, we knew each other from playing open mics and such around town. And so we knew each other, and we had jammed on stage and whatnot. And so when I heard about the Joni Mitchell tribute, who's from my hometown in Canada, or I should say I'm from her hometown, I asked if they would play with me for that tribute. And we had a different bass player who wasn't able to be with us tonight, and so at the time that I found out I was going to be playing Red Barn, we were looking for a bass player, and Warren Cobb mentioned, you know, I really think a cello would be cool on a lot of your songs, and I'm going, do I get a bass player, do I get a cello? And then I came to Red Barn and saw Eric Bolander's show, and Seth was playing, and I was like, must have him, please. Because as you are figuring out, he plays both bass and cello. And so I gave him my best puppy dog eyes, and I was like, will you please play with me for Red Barn? And he agreed. Lately I find myself thinking like a little child. I just wanna pound my fists and scream out real loud that life isn't fair. You chose to walk a road I cannot walk with you. The further down you go, the more we're torn in two, and it isn't fair. You know life should be fair. Life should be fair, but fair to who?
I can't stand still, I gotta move on.
to move on. Life should be fair, but fair to who? Fair to me, or fair to you?
Joni Mitchell fan?
Well, see, there's this thing in Canada called Canadian content where they are required to play a certain amount of music on the radio that's Canadian content. So I, of course, grew up listening to Joni Mitchell because she would be part of that Canadian content. There was usually Joni Mitchell on pretty much any radio station.
And so, did they play all of her periods or just like, you know?
That's a good question. I don't remember particularly hearing one style over the other, but I know I grew up hearing Joni Mitchell. When I was a teenager, of course, the bands and the artists that were playing were like Bare Naked Ladies, they're Canadian.
Uh-huh.
Avril Lavigne, that was when she made it big when I was a teenager. Nelly Furtado and Alanis Morissette. So lots of Canadian content going on there.
What is that hometown that you were, was it?
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
So the name of this town?
The name of the city.
It's a big
Let
city.
Let me slow down. The name of the city is Saskatoon. The province is Saskatchewan. I actually grew up north in the boreal forest in a little town called Spiritwood, but we moved from Spiritwood to the big metropolis of Saskatoon, 250,000. Big metropolis, guys. When I was 12, and so I consider Saskatoon to be my hometown.
So while we're back in Canada, what were your family members doing up there? What did your dad and your mom do up there?
So my dad is a retired minister who frequents many jazz, blues, and reggae bands as a trumpet player. He's a jazz trumpet player. And my mom is a classical musician and music teacher. And so we grew up with an in-house music teacher. So I learned all of my piano and voice and written theory and all of that right from mama. And we were also kind of like the Von Trapp family. We made this cassette tape when I was like 11, and my sister and I were dressed in these matching like doily dresses. We are all posed on the cover, you know, like this, looking very prim and whatnot. And we actually did like a little tour around the towns around where we were in Spiritwood and the surrounding area. We put on concerts to sell our little cassette tapes. Yes, we did. And we were basically like the Von Trapp family. There was five of us and we sang in five parts.
You mean like as in mom, dad, you and your sister?
Me and my sister and my brother. I have another brother, but he's autistic and he's actually nonverbal. So he would always come along and he'd sit in the audience and he'd enjoy it, but yeah, but didn't sing along.
And is this other brother, not the one who's nonverbal, but the one who sings?
Jeremy,
Yeah, and is he still singing?
I mean, we're all musicians. Jeremy actually took up the bass in high school, and he has this really cool, like, fretless bass that he likes to play. So piano didn't take with him. He quit it pretty young, but I kept up with the piano, and he took up the bass. And we actually did a school talent show together where we played Say It Ain't So. You know, we were saying so. He played bass and I sang backup harmonies for him. It was really cool, you guys.
And is he still up there?
He is in Washington State. We have some family over that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Got family kind of everywhere.
Nice.
tune. Used to be afraid of my own voice, afraid to make my own choice, but I'm changing my tune. The sunshine is wrapped around my fingers, 'cause I'm a thinker and thought of changing my tune.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Vanessa Davis and the Whiskey Jacks, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Vanessa Davis and the Whiskey Jacks after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.
Speak my mind. I'd rather not speak at all. What if I come up short in learning to stand tall?